Northeastern skiers may have to go all the way to Utah before they find decent snow. At Alta Ski Resort, the only thing warm is the cocoa, which every parent knows is a key element of a kid's ski day. Beth Hoffman of member station KUER made the rounds at Alta with a group of hot chocolate experts.
Anna Penner is 5 3/4. She's dressed in a pink shirt and a pink powder suit.
It's fun to ski up in the mountains, and it's also fun to have hot chocolate when you are in the snow or up in the mountains.
And Rashmi Ryan is 4 1/2, with dark eyes, a deeper brown than the hot chocolate itself.
When you've been outside a long time, you should come in and get your warm clothes on, and you ask your mom and dad to make you warm hot chocolate.
These two kids, along with 5-year-old Maya Royer, are on a mission to find the best hot chocolate in the Alta ski area. We start at the busy cafeteria of the gold miner's daughter, a lodge at the west end of Alta.
The hot chocolate is too watery, and also it is too hot.
Not too hot for my mouth.
This is the best hot chocolate, better than our mom and dad's hot chocolate.
We then head up the hill to the Alta Lodge, a family-run inn also at the base of the mountain. There, we sit in the quiet of the lobby, loudly drinking hot chocolate.
Well, what do you think about this hot chocolate?
I like how the hot chocolate is more brown. And it's more gooder.
Maya's dressed in blue ski overalls. He sits hunched over his paper cup, intently blowing bubbles into it with a straw.
It almost burned my eye this time.
Then we're off to our last stop, the gold miner's saloon, located in the upstairs of the gold miner's daughter.
There's bubbly things inside it.
It's not as hot as either one of them, and it's even better.
When I drink my hot chocolate at home, it tastes bad. This hot chocolate is better because it has cream in it.
I like this one because it's so smooth, and it's the smooth of the cream, and I like it.
So my tasters found that the gold miner's saloon has the best hot chocolate. Or maybe it was just that was our last stop. Because, as Rashmi explained, when you don't drink it every day, every cup of hot chocolate is the best one you've ever had.
So, but do you think that hot chocolate is important in your life?
Yeah, but you can't drink it all at times, or you'll get sick. Like ketchup with chicken nuggets, can't eat it all day, just sometimes.
For NPR News, I'm Beth Hoffman in Alta, Utah.